seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD brand weather stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Rock. All right, rockers, buckle your seatbelts, adjust your Ray-Bans, and prepare for a trip back to when MTV played music videos. Hair mousse was measured in ounces, and the saxophone solo was king. Today, we're diving headfirst into the life, times, and chart-topping magic of one man, one band, and a whole lot of brass. That's right, we're talking Huey Lewis and the News. Now, Huey wasn't your typical 80s pop star. He didn't show up on stage in spandex, his hair wasn't dyed seven shades of neon, and he didn't throw TV sets out of hotel windows. Nah, Huey was that guy who looked like your cool older brother, who could fix your carburetor, play a mean harmonica, and somehow knew the bouncer at every club in town. And the music? Man, catchy as hell. Blue-eyed soul with a shot of rhythm and blues. A little doo-wop, a sprinkle of rock and roll history, all wrapped up in hooks so sharp they could cut glass. So grab a cold one, because we're about to go from the bar rooms of the Bay Area to the top of the Billboard charts, with a few Back to the Future DeLoreans in between. Now let's start where all great rock stories begin, with a kid named Hugh Gregg III. Welcome to the Rock Pod. Hugh Anthony Gregg III was born July 5, 1950 in New York City, which means he came into the world the day after America's birthday. Already patriotic. But little Hugh didn't stay in the Big Apple for long. The family soon packed up and headed to Marin County, California, long before it was a hub for yoga moms and organic dog biscuits. His dad, Hugh Jr., was a radiologist with a love for jazz. His mom, Magda, was an artist with a love for literature and free thinking. And here's the first twist. Huey's folks split when he was a teenager, but they stayed on friendly terms, which for the 60s divorce scene was like finding a unicorn. He went to the elite prep school Lawrenceville in New Jersey, where instead of being the sports jock, he was the harmonica jock. Yeah. He taught himself by listening to Sonny Boy Williamson records until he could blow a mean blues riff. And then, true rock origin story fashion, he hitchhiked across the country, hopped a plane to Europe, and busked his way around Madrid. Busking, by the way, is just a fancy term for playing on street corners until someone throws coins at you. He also joined the counterculture scene at this time, saw a lot of music, and fun fact, Huey was reportedly so good at math, he scored a perfect 800 on the math portion of the SAT. So yeah, he could have been a Wall Street guy, but instead, he chose the stage lights over spreadsheets. Rock Pod. Now, before there was the News, there was Clover, a Bay Area country rock band that Huey joined in the early 70s. He wasn't the front man yet, more the harmonica guy and occasional singer. Clover was a hard-working bar band, playing the Marin club circuit, grinding it out in vans that probably smelled like beer and road dust. They eventually got signed and sent to the UK in hopes of catching that pub rock wave. And here's your rock trivia for you. While in London, Clover backed up a then unknown singer named Elvis Costello on his debut album, My Aim Is True. But like a lot of bands that are this close to breaking big, they didn't. Clover fizzled out in the late 70s, and Huey came back to the Bay Area. And this is where fate steps in with a killer bass line. Huey links up with Sean Hopper, Mario Cipollina, Bill Gibson, Chris Hayes, and Johnny Cola, a mix of Clover vets and Bay Area musicians, and they form a new band, Huey Lewis and the American Express. The American Express, yeah. Turns out the card company wasn't too thrilled about that name, so the News was born. Rock Pod. In 1980, they dropped their debut, Huey Lewis and the News. It didn't exactly burn up the charts, but it gave them a foothold. Then came, picture this, in 1982, and boom. Do You Believe in Love hits the top 10, and that was it. Huey's voice, a mix of soul, grit, and pure likability, it became radio gold. The band had this tight, no-frill sound. No synth overload, no overproduction, just sharp hooks, punchy horns, and Huey's harmonica tying it together. They looked like regular guys, the anti-MTV pretty boys. And that actually worked for them. If Duran Duran were the guys your girlfriend had a crush on, Huey Lewis and the News were the guys you'd have a beer with. ...1983, sports. 8 songs, 4 top 10 hits, and not a single weak track. We're talking the heart of rock and roll. I want a new drug. If this is it, and walking on a thin line. MTV couldn't get enough of them. The videos were fun, lighthearted, and just goofy enough to stand out. Fun fact. I Want a New Drug was later at the center of a legal scuffle with Ray Parker Jr., who did Ghostbusters. Let's just say the chord progressions had some spooky similarities. And by 1985, Huey was back in the future singing The Power of Love, the first Huey Lewis and the News number one single. And then the film? Yeah. He's the high school teacher who tells Marty McFly his band is just too darn loud. That's some irony right there. Rock. Pause. ...1986's 4 kept the hit parade rolling. Stuck With You, Jacob's Ladder, Hip to Be Square. But the late 80s saw music shifting. Hair metal was taking over, and soon, grunge would blow the doors off of polished pop rock. Huey's style stayed consistent, but by the early 90s, they weren't topping the charts the same way. That didn't mean they were done. Let's just say that they were moving into legacy territory. In 2018, Huey revealed that he had an inner ear disorder that caused severe hearing loss and made performing nearly impossible. Imagine that. The guy whose voice and ears built a career suddenly couldn't hear well enough to sing on stage. It was a tough blow. But Huey, well, he handled it with that same self-deprecating humor. He's still performing occasionally, doing interviews, and staying active in music when he can. Rock. Pod. Huey Lewis and the News aren't just a nostalgia act. No, they're a reminder that rock and roll can be fun, catchy, and not take itself too seriously. They were part of the last great wave of horn-driven rock bands to dominate the charts. They sold over 30 million albums worldwide, soundtracked some of the biggest moments of the 80s, and proved you don't need to be flashy to be unforgettable. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to give you a list of some of their best. Go check them out. See just how much fun rock and roll can be, and just how good Huey Lewis and the News were. The Heart of Rock and Roll. Do You Believe in Love? I Want a New Drug. If This Is It. Walking on a Thin Line. The Power of Love. Stuck With You. Hip to Be Square. Jacob's Ladder. Doing It All for My Baby. Small World. And Couple Days Off. Do yourself a favor. Check them out. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. And hey, the heart of rock and roll still beating. LA, Hollywood, and the Sunset Strip is something everyone should see. If you like today's episode, smash that like button. Also, be sure to follow the Rock Pod so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes, and be sure to tell your friends about us. Want to show your support for the Rock Pod? Hit that donate button and buy us a cup of coffee. Every little bit helps. Research for this episode by me and GPT. Music by the band Silvertrip. Additional music in this episode, Do You Believe in Love? I Want a New Drug. The Power of Love. Hip to Be Square. And The Heart of Rock and Roll. By Huey Lewis and the News.